I'm in southern Israel, about 40 kilometers from the Gaza Strip, and we've been under rocket fire intermittently for years here, of course, as you know. But since the latest round of fighting has exacerbated, we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of missiles come over the south. Beersheba is a little bit distant at the outer edges of the ability of Hamas to hit us. So fortunately, we've had scores, not thousands, of missiles come our way. The injuries are as you'd expect. Three people were killed the other day in a town not far from here, blown up. Other people are wounded. Other people are in shock. What you'd expect. It's just.
Well, tell us about the nature of the injuries.
It's as you'd expect, and as I know, unfortunately, it's tragically, is happening also in Gaza. The whole thing is madness. They just have to stop sending rockets and we'll stop responding and the death toll will drop to zero.
Okay. And presumably the various other planned surgical operations have had to be postponed as casualty deals with those people who are being brought in at the moment.
Well, yes, every day is different, of course. You know, the surgeons around the world like to operate and they'll do their surgery, their elective surgery when they can, and they'll put those surgeries off the minute there's something more urgent comes in. That's the case everywhere in the world. So we are slowing down our elective surgery and keeping things open. Some of our surgical wards are protected from rockets, and some of them are exposed to the four winds.
Right.
But the doctors keep working because that's our job, Just, I'm sure, like in Gaza.
And when you hear sirens and so on, how does that affect you as you're trying to work?
Well, you know, as a doctor, first of all, it's very frightening, I have to tell you the honest truth, because you know that you could have a missile land on your head within 30, 25 seconds. But we're doctors, so we keep, you know, you just ignore it and you know, you just keep working. There's nothing, we don't change anything we do as doctors. We listen to the sound and hope for the best and keep working. There's nothing else to do if you're a physician.
Dr. Mona El Farah from the Red Crescent Society Diagnostics Centre in Gaza. What is life like for you as a doctor in Gaza?
Yeah, first of all, I feel sorry for the loss of lives and injured from both sides, but there's a huge difference. It is not a war between two equal parties. Israel, with its full power, are attacking, dropping bombs in Gaza for the last 5 days and continuous shelling. It is not intermittent. It is continuous, and the damage is too bad in Gaza. But talking of the casualties, up till now we have 91 people who were killed and 73 people injured. Most of them are women and children.
What sort of injuries?
The type of injuries is different. It is war injuries, it is head injuries, shrapnels, amputated legs, all burns, all different of war injuries. And I did not see it in my center. We received the cases for diagnosis, but I have seen it at the central hospital of Gaza, which is Shifa Hospital. And this is really madness, and it should stop now. It is not only about the injured and the killed. It is about 1.8 population of Gaza Strip. 75% of this population are women and children who are subjected to this mad attack against Gaza. Talking of rockets, 300 50 rockets has been launched to Israel, but the damage of the rockets from our side is it is not that noticeable. But what's happening in Gaza is great destructive and destroyment of Gaza infrastructure and the population as well. I am surrounded with death. When I walk in the streets are deserted.